Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with today's community comment. Today we have nice weather, so it may seem like we wouldn't have much to do over at the National Weather Service, but it turns out that running a weather office in the arid West has a lot in common with running a fire department. Fire departments don't respond to really big structure fires very often, but when they do, they must be ready for such a significant event. This requires constant year-round effort to maintain equipment and supplies and to train and drill staff. Your National Weather Service office in Eureka has seasonal variability in weather events of a more routine nature. And then we also have infrequent huge events, such as record-setting floods that happen only once so often. Now, currently, we're between our winter storm and flooding season and the busiest part of our fire weather season. So we use this quiet time to train our staff, to conduct drills, and to maintain our equipment and facilities. We tend to train the most for the biggest events because they have the highest potential to harm people. And we also tend to train the most for events that are infrequent since we don't get to practice for real situations like that very often. Good examples would include large floods and large tsunamis. We only get them about once every 10 years, but when they occur, they can have major impacts on life safety. Another example is tornadoes. They are rare around here, but we have to be ready for them. And that is really challenging because of their infrequent nature. You'll be happy to know that your Eureka office recently won first place in a virtual challenge that tested our ability to forecast tornadoes. Our local staff beat every other office in the nation, including those that forecast tornadoes regularly, such as offices in Oklahoma and Kansas. Competitions like these are just one way that we stay sharp to make sure we're able to provide you with life-saving information when it counts the most. But of course, you have a role too. Remember that you and your family must also remain prepared, even though it's so easy to become complacent. Just reflect on how much you may have thought about your family's readiness for a tsunami right after the 2011 tsunami from Japan. And then reflect on how much you've thought about tsunamis recently. Your focus has probably diminished in the 8 years since the event. The key is just to do a little bit each year and to keep it fun and interesting instead of scary. For example, if you live in the tsunami zone, then take your family on a fun walk once per year to test your evacuation route. Or if you live near a river, talk with your family during dinner about your plans for getting out of harm's way if the river floods. It doesn't take much to significantly improve how your family will respond when the big infrequent event happens. And if you make your preparations fun for your family, there really is no downside. This has been Troy Nicolini with today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.